Hello and welcome to Brands Over Brews, your weekly chat with marketing and business leaders who are shaping the future of the industry. I'm your host, Pat Cooper. Each episode, we'll explore the strategies, insights, and personal stories of our guests. Let's get started. On today's episode, we have Katrina Owens. Katrina is the founder of Knockout Directive, a brand and publicity consultancy empowering passionate service providers and lifestyle brands with the magic of public relations. After spending 10 years working in corporate marketing and PR, Katrina left her lucrative job in real estate to focus on living a more aligned and purpose-driven life. As she built her consultancy, she began working with small businesses on their marketing strategies and noticed they were all making the same mistake. They were not harnessing the power of public relations, assuming it was a tactic reserved just for big businesses with big headlines. Now, Katrina helps passionate service providers and lifestyle brands radiate big brand energy by discovering their unique position in the marketplace, creating a distinct brand presence, and amplifying their business using modern-day PR tactics. Her clients have been featured in Vogue, People Magazine, on Fox News, and podcasts across industries and the world. Katrina, it's great to have you here today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Pat.
Of course. Well, to kick off our conversation today, what is your go-to brew?
My go-to brew is actually from a local brewery up here in Canada called Trading Post. It's a raspberry wheat ale. It is like the perfect summer drink. Yeah, a little fruity, a little refreshing. So that's my go-to. As soon as you ask me that, I'm like, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, no, I definitely like fruitier drinks. I think beer can get a little when it's just beer or ale. So
totally.
I think some of those flavors definitely give it a helpful kick.
Yeah, me too.
Well, on today's episode, we are going to be talking about everything PR. So what does that look like for most businesses? And what are some misconceptions marketers like us may have picked up along the way?
Yeah, so the thing that I see the most often is that businesses think that PR is putting together a press release, putting it on the wire, and waiting to get picked up. And that's what a lot of big businesses will invest in. And I think that's why a lot of smaller businesses and brands just decide that PR maybe isn't for them. So I'm trying to flip that on its head a little bit, because it's a total misconception for businesses of all sizes. PR really looks like a lot of different things. It's your relations with your clients and in your industry, your community. So I try to empower business owners with a more holistic look, because honestly, like, putting out a press release, paying a lot of money to distribute it via the wire or whatever platform you're using, it's not going to net you the return that you think it's going to. It can be good for SEO, but apart from like the really solid brand building elements that, you know, articles or interviews can have, there really isn't much benefit beyond all those backlinks from seeing like hundreds of articles pop up with your press release copy and pasted these days.
Yeah, I see that a lot. You know, what I see a lot of these days is a lot of PR on social media trying to put out fires that usually ad campaigns create. So are you seeing that kind of more of a trend, that PR is kind of leaning more towards like digital social media, getting on top of trends, versus maybe just like PR blasts, like announcing new like product or brand updates?
Absolutely. And honestly, that's the misconception that I see a lot of business owners have, is that they think PR only comes into play when they have a product launch or an event or like a big announcement or a crisis. But PR is something that should be kind of cultivated all year round and in every campaign, because it's that conversation with your audience and with the media to build brand recognition, regardless of what you're doing. And that way, you actually have a built-in audience when those big announcements come. You're not trying to like pay for an audience when you decide you have something to announce.
No, yeah, it really marries the whole marketing side of PR with social media marketing and having a brand presence and PR. Everything kind of seams together perfectly, creating a really nice brand relationship with users online, right?
Yeah, yeah. And social media is such a big part of that. one of the things I often think is funny when I start chatting with business owners, they think that PR becomes the replacement for social media. They're like, oh, okay, instead of social media, I want to go on podcasts or be interviewed instead. And it just does not work that way. You have to have that really solid brand presence and social media platform to enable you to have those opportunities. So for me, if I start working with a business that doesn't have a social media presence and they really want those PR opportunities, they're often disappointed to know that we actually have to start at social media.
Right. And what about those business owners or brands that have maybe screwed up PR in the past? And they're like, I don't know how to reapproach this. I don't want to mess things up again or negatively impact my brand. Is there a good kind of ease back into PR that they can tap into?
Yes. The easiest PR is actually just networking and relationship building. I mean, that's what PR is at its core, but we think we have to get all fancy with it. We think we have to write these press releases or have a press room and do all this massive outreach when really, as a business owner, just start going to events or reaching out to people in your community that you think you might be able to form a mutually beneficial relationship with. Like, we've gotten so focused on end results of things that we forget that relationship building is business 101. And that's what PR is. Some right. of the best opportunities for my business have just come from, you know, getting to know someone on a very authentic friendship level. So for business owners that are kind of feeling nervous, just start doing outreach to like contacts in your network that you want to get to know a little bit more. Like, we don't always have to lead with an outcome in mind.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about building up that customer relationship or target segment relationship, kind of putting your name out there and getting the feelers back and figuring out where you need to switch on and off to really connect with them, right?
Totally.
So I think we can both agree that PR isn't just made for big brands, right? It's made for you and me too, for building up a personal brand. I've done a lot of personal brand building, you know, over the past few months to probably like the past year. I never really tapped into that since I work a 9-to-5. I'm like, oh, well, my career can just be my brand, but you really have to do more than just that. So in terms of building a personal brand, how does that connect to PR? What are some like first few steps that someone like myself or someone who's, you know, maybe just starting out building up their personal brand can expand into, or even maybe a simple framework to tap into?
So I love to start with, okay, what is the one thing that you bring to others that your competitors don't? So we often think like, okay, let's use the example of a realtor. I'm a real estate agent. I'm a realtor. I don't know what PR opportunities are available to me because it feels like my industry is so saturated. And we get a bit nervous that by getting really, really hyper specific or like niching down, as has become the buzzword, that will then eliminate a big segment of our customer base. And it's totally wrong. We have to niche down and find one thing that we can continue to speak confidently about and build our brand around to attract that ideal client, but also PR opportunities. So one thing that I noticed in my business when I was starting out was I actually didn't focus on PR. I just kind of, you know, focused on a more holistic marketing strategy. And I had this PR background, but I wasn't really using it. I would offer it to clients that needed it, but I certainly didn't advertise it in that way. But as soon as I realized that there was an opportunity to educate business owners around what PR looks like, what it looks like for small brands, what the difference is between like a big brand using PR and a small business, I started to be known for talking about public relations. So when people think like, oh, I need a PR person, or they hear a friend needs a PR person, they think of me, which is the brand awareness that you want. So when it comes to realtors, going back to this example, you know, you could be in a sea of realtors, but what's the one thing that you're going to talk passionately about in real estate? Is it helping families find the perfect home? Is it helping professionals, like maybe helping doctors relocate to their next job? Like if you can find something really, really specific that you can continue to talk about within your industry, you can become known for that thing. And when people need a speaker on a topic, or when you're pitching yourself to a podcast, like I did for you, I hopped on a call with you and I said, hey, I talk about PR for small brands. That becomes a really easy pitch because someone's right. like, I haven't heard that before. So I really, when we're working on a personal brand, it has to start with what is the one thing that you want to be known for? And how is that different from like everyone else in your industry that's kind of talking about this really broad educational thing instead?
Yeah, totally. I think when people hear PR, they just think press release. They don't think mm-hmm. of the encompassing different elements yeah. of public relations that really go into it. And when they think of that, they just think of, all right, brand awareness. Like they don't think of, oh, I actually have to tap into and connect with someone. Yeah. So once someone has started building their personal brand, leveraging PR, what are some goals they should set? You know, in terms of maybe a few months out, starting their PR journey to a few years, are there some good, you know, milestones that people can really hone in on?
Yeah, I always go by medium because I think to have a well-rounded PR campaign, you want to have a presence on podcasts, in-person events, online events. You want to have your name published in a few different articles. So I always try to take a really well-rounded approach to, you know, any PR campaign, but especially on the personal branding front. You want to be able to showcase your expertise in written form, but then also having video or, you know, podcast recordings of you speaking then elevates your brand to be able to secure speaking opportunities, maybe on stage or at conferences, because now people can actually hear you or see you educating on a topic. So most personal brands I work with, we do put like in-person speaking events as one of those milestones, because that is so impactful for brand awareness and brand authority. If you can start showcasing images or video of you speaking at events, that adds a whole element of professionalism and expertise to your business that essentially lets you raise your rates and become more positioned as an expert in your industry, because now you're educating others. So for most personal brands I work with, I really, you know, even though speaking at events can sometimes be a bit nerve-wracking for some, yeah. we really put that as like an overarching goal for any campaign, because that is such a great brand building piece. And it could start with like a small event, like, you know, 12 people, like a more workshop style event and growing from there. But when others start inviting you to speak to their audience, that's when you know you've started to find a place in your industry or with your unique positioning that's really resonating with others.
Yeah, I really love the events angle. I think a few years ago, maybe even before the pandemic, getting bylines on articles for reputable publications in your industry was like the hottest thing. Like you got to get those bylines. You got to get on those articles and build out content. But I feel like nowadays it's really tapped more into audio podcasts and video, YouTube clips and recordings at events and stuff like that. So do you think there's been a big shift there in terms of like dropping the blog for something that's more live or dynamic, like audio and video?
Absolutely. I mean, I think there's great SEO benefits to those bylines, and I certainly encourage them. But I think we have now become, as a generation or society, more savvy to the fact that so many of those placements are paid. Right. Not saying that you can't pay to speak at an event, and, you know, some podcasts have fees and you can pay. People say you can pay to play in anything these days. I don't necessarily think that's true. I think there's merit to being invited onto a podcast to speak to that person's audience or that person's event. That's why I think there's so much more clout or authority that comes with those kind of opportunities. Because honestly, if you wanted to enhance your backlinks, whatever, there's so many avenues to pay for those kind of opportunities. And they just don't have the same storytelling elements as you on stage talking to a room of, you know, 50 people, 100 people. Now people can connect with your energy and see you and feel inspired by you. You're forming more of that authentic connection. Whereas seeing your name in an article, okay, you know, what's the backstory there? We've all become a bit more suspicious on how some of these opportunities right. are secured, because I think, yeah, even I do it. I see certain people on Instagram where I'm like, okay, but how did you get that opportunity? And you can kind of put two and two together in some of those aspects.
Totally. And especially when you think about ChatGPT, it's like, well, even if it's not sponsored, are they actually writing the content yeah. themselves?
Yes.
And I think it's a lot more fun to toss on some pajamas, hop on a podcast. It's a lot more comfortable and a lot more laid back than like, okay, I need to think of a good pitch. I need to put a whole pitch plan together. I need to develop the content. It's just like, it's a lot less work for people too. But in terms of the live event angle, going back to that again, it's like a whole strategy, right? Because you get your speaker spotlight at the event if you're speaking at the event. So the event's probably going to mention you a ton, and you can repurpose that for social media. Then at the event, you can network, connect with people who are going to be your target audience or people similar to the industry that you can really tap into their networks too. And then you have the recording of what you spoke about, and you can repurpose that for content marketing and social media marketing. And then the event's probably going to be posting about that event 100 more times on social media that you can repurpose. So it's definitely has a longer term, shelf life than just posting an article online.
Yes, definitely. And that goes back to that kind of holistic brand strategy where,
right.
okay, if you're publishing an article, maybe you share it once or twice and you put it on your press section of your website. But yeah, to your point, the content opportunities, even the behind the scenes at the event or preparing for the event, like there's so many storytelling angles that help reinforce your position in your industry as a leader, a thought leader. So yeah, I love live events and podcasts too, because I think, to your point, anyone can use AI or ChatGPT to write an article these days. It really says something about you if you can actually talk to the camera or talk to someone else or an audience and actually educate them. Like that is how educators are made. It's not through written word these days.
Totally. And it speaks volumes, comparing looking at maybe a headshot on a blog post versus being able to see someone or actually hear their voice. Mm-hmm. And I think that content travels with you. People listen to podcasts everywhere. People watch YouTube everywhere. People travel the world to go to events. But, when you consider how often they're going to be reading like a piece of blog content, it's really not too often these days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Totally. I am a big fan. And for me, if a client secures a speaking opportunity, that's when I know we've really checked a box, because it's easy in quotation marks to get some of these other things, but to be invited, or even if you pitch yourself and your pitch is accepted to speak at an event, like that's how you kind of know that everything else about your brand and your strategy is working. Because it takes a lot. It doesn't just take a great pitch to get on stage. It takes a great pitch and a brand presence that backs it up. So that's really when I feel good about what we've created for a client, because clearly every angle is demonstrating that they are an authority and can speak to that audience.
Totally. And I mean, we talked about a lot today about all the different facets of PR. If someone's just looking to get started today, maybe they're, brand new to PR, they haven't really done it before, what is the first few things you'd recommend them diving into?
Yeah. So there's obviously a lot of personal brand work to be done. And I mean, we won't talk at length about that for now, but dialing in that social media presence and just knowing that the presence that you have backs up whatever you're about to pitch is that should really be in place before you even kind of waste your time pitching. But aside from that, I love Matchmaker FM for anyone that's just starting to establish themselves in their industry or getting on podcast. That's a great platform to see other podcasts that are just getting started, or, you know, there's even podcasts on there that have been out there a bit longer that are looking for a higher quantity of guests. So I always find that that's an avenue for someone who is just like trying out different pitches, wants to see what works, what doesn't. That's a great way to feel like these shows are more accessible to you. So that's like a great baby step. There's also some amazing platforms. There's one called Quoted, Q, spelling out loud, Q-W-O-T-E-D, Quoted. You set up a profile on there, and you essentially will receive pitch opportunities from different publications looking for experts to speak on different topics. So you get those alerts directly to your inbox, and then you have the ability to start reaching out to journalists because you're an expert on whatever topic they're looking for an expert on. So that starts to make PR really, really accessible, because now you can see that there are ways to have a direct line to podcast hosts or journalists. It's all available to you. It's just understanding what platforms make it that easy. And then obviously refining your pitch is really important too, but that's something that you just have to learn through doing. So, you know, sometimes a pitch hits and sometimes it doesn't. And then if you're not getting a response and you've kind of led with the same pitch 5 times, 10 times, make sure you're following up. There's so much potential in like the follow-up email, because everyone's inboxes are crazy these days. But it's always important to audit your own work. And, you know, if a pitch isn't working, it's time to experiment with a different topic or a different story angle, because what might feel interesting or clear to you may not be for somebody else. So being open to experimentation and just knowing that, you know, you have to be open to understanding what audiences want is really, really going to help you along the way as well.
Right. Or reaching out to Knockout, right? Yes. To figure out a good strategy. Definitely one of the most helpful tools right there.
Love that one. Yes. That's actually, I had started my business working with mostly larger organizations and corporate brands, but I just noticed that there was such an opportunity for personal brands and service providers to actually start doing this themselves. So I have developed some programs or opportunities for me to work with smaller businesses, because I do think this stuff is so powerful. So yeah, reach out to me.
Yes, no, I think those are some really great tools. We found each other on matchmaker.fm. Yes. A lot of my guests came from matchmaker.fm because it's a great directory of people you can rely on. They're smart speakers. They know their stuff. And it's a great way to get listed. And you never know who may get picked up. Like, I listed myself a few months ago, and I've been speaking on, you know, half a dozen podcasts now. Mm-hmm. Definitely wouldn't have hit those target markets without a tool like that, and it's free. Mm-hmm. So what's better?
Yeah, it's a great tool. I will set up profiles for like all of my clients on that thing. It's also great for SEO to set up a profile. Anyways, so yeah, that's definitely one of the very first things I recommend to anyone. It's like, get on that platform and just start to see what's out there, because you'll realize how many opportunities there are.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, to wrap up today, what is one takeaway you want listeners to leave with?
One takeaway is that you need to start incorporating PR regardless of your business size. I don't care if you started your business 6 months ago. I don't care if you're a company of one. There are so many opportunities out there for you. So it's time to start thinking bigger. You've already put effort into your social media, your website. You have these assets working for you. So layering on PR is going to help you build your business faster, increase your rates, expand your reach. So don't knock it because you think you're too small or not ready. We can get you ready at any point in your business.
Yes, it's not too late to start, right?
Never.
Wonderful. Well, before we end the show today, where can people find you online?
Yeah, my consultancy is called Knockout Directive. So I'm Knockout Directive on Instagram, knockoutdirective.com. And yeah, my name's Katrina.
Wonderful, Katrina. Well, it was great having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Pat.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Brands Over Brews. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback means the world to me, and it helps others discover the show. You can get a transcribed copy of each episode delivered to your inbox each week by joining our email list at brandsoverbrews.com. If you're interested in joining the show as a guest or want to become one of our valued partners, visit brandsoverbrews.com/contact. If you have any thoughts, questions, or want to connect, you can reach out to me on X at Pat B. Cooper. See you next time.